Elizabeth Cook is a Florida-born singer and songwriter who first performed on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry stage in 2000. She hasn't become a star over those past 10 years, but she's attracted a following within the industry for her emotionally raw lyrics and for working with well-respected producers such as Rodney Crowell, who produced her previous album, and Don Was, who produced her new fifth one called Welder. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I'm crazy about you, baby, you don't do no good. I can tell it to the movie, I ain't Hollywood. I tell it when I'm sober and I tell it on the one. I tell it to the judge, I love you all the time. I chase you down.
That's Elizabeth Cook kicking off her new album with a rolling and tumbling country song. Its twangy vocal and harmonies with Buddy Miller let you know that she's locating herself just outside the mainstream of the country music industry. If we didn't get that outsider message clearly enough on that opening number, she invokes hip-hop gangsters and the movie Boogie Nights on the next song, El Camino. And by the fourth song, she's making you wonder just how much the tune Heroin Addict Sister is autobiographical and how much is fiction.
She asked for her mama's bathrobe and a pot of potato soup. She gonna dry out this time if it kills her. She wants her whole family in the loop. She can outsmart death like a stunt man. She's a cat with 99 lives. She's my heroin addict sister. And I've known her all of my life. She's my heroin addict sister. And I hate to see her go. And I hate to see her holding on the end of the same old road.
As I suggested earlier, you don't start competing with Carrie Underwood and Sugarland for big stadium tours and country music awards with songs about heroin and joyriding with guys who do cocaine. But if you're good, you do something more than become the latest generation of country music outlaw. And Cook is good on almost every song on Welder. She sings in a high-pitched curl of a voice that can suggest an innocence she shrewdly contrasts with her lyrics. Such as this one, a jaunty novelty song called Yes to Booty.
Why can't I just let you love me? We've been working all weekend, it's Saturday. The weekend rolls around like a weight off our back. Thought you'd celebrate with a nice cold 12-pack. When you say yes to beer, you say no to booty. You holler, come on, baby, why you acting so snooty? Well, if you slept with a drunk man, you understand it's not that hard. It's common knowledge around here. But you say yes to beer, you say no to booty.
The album's title, Welder, is taken from her father's working-class profession. And throughout the album, Cook hits all the country music touchstones. Song about laboring on a farm? Check. Rowdy song about drinking? You just heard it. Song about mama dying? Check. And just when you start thinking that Cook is a bit of a put-on artist, she gives you a first-rate honky-tonk duet with Dwight Yoakam called I'll Never Know, or this song, a beautiful ballad that resists any sort of easy classification, called Not California.
The girl inside of the blue screen light. The sun is just pouring out. Everything's out of sight. Turn around, the room is just black and white. She's whispering na 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 na. And it's not
Welder is the kind of album that certain sorts of country music fans are going to buy and pass around like a talisman, valued by the initiated as impure stuff to be savored. Elizabeth Cook may be content with this sort of cult status, but on her best songs, she demonstrates the ability to transcend a cult career. Whether or not that even matters to her, well, that's another subject. A subject she could probably write a whole nother album about.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Elizabeth Cook's new album, Welder. You can hear three tracks from it, including Not California and I'll Never Know, on nprmusic.org.
I'll never know how far my arms can reach around you. I'll never know the way the morning after
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. Jonathan Menhivar directed today's show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.